and wisdom to share with you and with the leadership program, with the educators program. Yisro Koach Rebbe, it's great to have you here. And for those who don't know, have you here mamish, having
That's
made
correct.
Aliyah. And we look forward to having Rebbe Zanty with us whenever possible for him. Thank you very much for that.
All right, thank you very much. And you have me in touch with my agent, Scott Boris. He's recommending I go for free agency, but I'm ready to commit. You know,
I hear you.
It's nice to be here. It must mean something that most of the people to my right, not to my left, that must mean something in the context of things. It was nice to be here. It's nice to welcome all of you to Eretz Yisrael, those here for a short time, those here for a longer time. Mazel Tov, Rabbi Horn, also on the wonderful news. I read about it in the B'nai Yeshurun Bulletin the other day. And it's nice having made Aliyah in these very, very strange times. Thank God my klita has been very smooth. The biggest difficulty that I've had is remembering to say Sim Shalom Minchan Shabbos. I half the time I miss it. Marat Atal was very simple. I started Pesach already, but that's that. And you're here, of course, at a very, very difficult time in Israel and in the world. It's not normal. Not normal, but yet we can redefine it and make it a little more normal. You know, I said Slichas this morning, and I always say every now and then it's good to pay attention to what you're saying, because you don't know what you're going to learn. Right after Tachanun in Slichas, there's a paragraph that begins Maseu Mache, Memesu Machaya. And then it ends that we're God's firstborn and we rebelled against him and we've suffered. Hobe Bizta, Hobe Shivya, Hobe Malkiyuta. Some of us have suffered. What's Bizta? Uva Bizolo Shochut Yadam. Spoils. Artsko, what did it say? Looting. We suffer with looting. Hobishivya, we suffer with captivity. Hova Malkiyuto, we suffer with lashes. All right? And I thought to myself, reading this morning, I've said this hundreds of times, and it didn't really speak to me. I never suffered from looting, never suffered from captivity, and never suffered from lashes. Well, every now and then, every now and then in the rabbinate, you get some lashes too. And then this morning, Hubba Bista, all right? How many Americans, how many American Jews have suffered because of looting, all right? Bista, that's what the Slichas is saying. God save us from that. Who suffers from Shivya? So he'd say, Shivya, we'd think, Rahman al-Islam, of concentration camps, of the gulag in the former Soviet Union, and I'm sorry, not the former, the Soviet Union that existed. We're all Beshivya now. We're all in captivity. This is captivity. I was telling Aaron Lips, who accompanied me, I saw a picture the other day of the Shivat Hezden Sderot. All right? Where they literally have boxes, not just a mechitza down the middle, but boxes where two to four people sit. That's Beshivya, however we want to look at it. Those who go into Bidud are Beshivya. All right? I did it once when I came. You did it also. 2 weeks. We're facing another such episode. It's not the most pleasant thing, but that's Hova Shivya. And so, all right, Malkus will hold off for another time. God willing. But we have to understand that in a world that's so uncertain, in a world that's filled with turmoil, what are the constants in our lives? And the constant has to be Talmud Torah. The other day, because I wanted to break out some new material, all right? On Shabbos, I was learning something, and I came across something else, which happens, it's always very interesting. Someone just wrote, you know what I saw in one of the shul bulletins from a day, again, it was like totally by accident, a rabbi has a column, things I came across while looking for something else, and all very interesting factoids. This is not a factoid. It's in the Pachad Yitzchok of Rav Yitzchok Hutner, in the Sefer on Shavuos. And Rav Hutner, of course, many of you should know, would know, born in Warsaw, learned in Slobodka, then he spent some time at the Humboldt University in Berlin. He came to America, and he, for many, many decades, Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim Berlin. and he's a tremendous thinker. He came to Israel, in fact, in the 30s also. He was very close to Rav Kook, and you can see that in the way he writes, even though he deviated somewhat from Rav Kook's formula as time went on. But also, Hasidic background, Litvish background, but a deep thinker as well. And he has an essay in which he speaks about Torah and the covenant of Torah in a different way than I ever saw before, and I wanted to share that with you. So he starts by quoting the Shari Tshuva in Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva in the third Shar. Rabbeinu Yonah says, U'mitzvahs tefillin, u'mitzvahs mezuzah. We have two mitzvahs, tefillin mezuzah, they're both mitzvahs asay, all right? Ve'hein bechlal kabbalat ol malchut shamayim. They are in the category of the acceptance of the yoke of God's kingship. How do we know that? Ki al kei nichtuvu b'parshat Shema Yisrael. Because both those mitzvahs appear in Parshat Shema, right? V'kshat mosa yadecha. So those two mitzvahs, tefillin and mezuzah, are indicators somewhat of Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. So Rav Huttner said, if that's the case, there's another mitzvah as well that's part of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, which is what? Talmud Torah. Because in that same parsha, right before we speak of tefillin and mezuzah, it says, V'shinan tam levanecha v'dibarta bo. Talmud Torah, in fact, to transmit Torah to your children. If that's the case, we have to understand, what then does it mean, firstly, that Talmud Torah is in the first parasha of Shema? And secondly, and I think this was his launching point, and by the way, it's not so easy to understand, so I'm really trying to feel my way together with you. What's the difference between the first parasha Shema and the second parasha Shema? Or, you know, the first is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. The second is Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot. Fine. But in the first paragraph, in Shema, it says V'shinantam Levanecha. Whereas in the second paragraph of Shema, it uses a different expression. What's the expression? Anybody say Shema today? Nobody? Nah. You're shy. V'limanatem osam esbenechem l'dabar bom. Not shinun, but limud. So the question is, what's the difference between being a mishanein and being a melamed? As he says something else, that the first pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're all familiar with, I'm sure. That pasuk reflects the first two dibrot, Hashem Elokeinu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, Lo Yielecha. So we know, in fact, that when a person recites Shema every morning, that pasuk fulfills the mitzvah of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. But, Rav Huttner said, it's incomplete if that pasuk just stands alone. What's necessary is that it include a confirmation of the first two dibrot, what Rav Huttner called Ishur Kabbalah. We say Shema Yisrael, we're not just being Mekabel or Malchut Shemayim, but we're basically reaffirming the first two Dibrot, which of course, like the Gemara says, Mipi Gvura Nemru, those are the ones we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it so important to affirm those two Dibrot? Because the affirmation is the essence of the Brit, of the covenant between God and the Jewish people. Note, Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs because Talmud Torah existed before Sinai. All the other mitzvahs came, the mitzvahs of the Maaseh came after Sinai. Like he says, there's no concept of a lulav before Sinai or shofar before Sinai, but there was Talmud Torah before Sinai. There was Talmud Torah in the time of the Avot. There was Talmud Torah at Mara, because we're given Dinim, Shabbat, and other mitzvot. So that means not just observance, it means the learning as well. It only makes sense in terms of Talmud Torah. If so, and here's the critical point, each mitzvah that we do is a fulfillment of the obligations of the Brit, of the covenant between God and the Jewish people. But Talmud Torah is the substance of the Brit. It's the means through which the Brit was effected. That's the pasuk, ki al pi hadvar ma'ele karati tcha Brit vet Yisrael. It's through these words, this Torah, in that context, the Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's through the Torah, through Talmud Torah, that the covenant came about. What Shema therefore is a daily recitation of the substance of the Brit between God and the Jewish people, the first two Dibrot. And any covenant, like any contract, is going to have two sides. So here you have two sides as well. You have the Notena Torah, God, and you have the Mekabela Torah, the Jewish people. V'shinantam levanecha comes in the context of the first paragraph of Shema, which is the paragraph of Al Malchut Shemayim. So how's v'shinantam related to a bris? So he says very well, almost like a philologist, that a covenant always has two sides. What was the Brit Ben Abtarim, Avram Avinu? We'll read it next month. He split an animal in half, and the parties walk between the two sides. Meaning, what's a covenant? But it's a unification of two parties, of two entities. The Brit HaTorah links us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes, I mean, it's hard to say these things, but it takes, in essence, what's two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and unites us and makes us one. So the Gemara says, it's a famous Gemara, you'll know it, V'shinantam levanecha, V'shinantam, it's more Kiddushin, Sheyehu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. The Torah should be sharp in your mouths, that if someone asks you a question, al tagam gam, don't stammer, tell them right away. Meaning, ideas of Torah have to be on our lips constantly. We should be able to answer a question. I'll digress for a moment, because I said this to young people and older people for many years. You'll go out in a few years, sooner than you think, maybe not as quick as you hope, but you'll be out in the workforce, all right? And you meet Jews who are non-practicing, non-observant. You'll meet non-Jews and ask you a question, why do you do this, why do you do that? And if you give an answer, I don't know, my parents did it. Or that's what the Torah says, you've lost an opportunity to share the beauty of Torah, certainly with another Jew, even a non-Jew who asks. You've lost something. Im yishal lecha adam davar, if someone asks you, al tegamgem v'tomar lo. Don't stammer. Don't say, I'll look it up, all right? Tomar lo. You have to say it right away. That's it should be mechudad. That's interesting that v'shinantam at its root is shnayim. You take two, right? In this case, it's father-child, and you convey the idea. He didn't say that. What he focuses on is mechudad. What's mechudad? Chad. Chad means sharp, but also means one. That is to say, you take something that's two, and you make it into one. V'shinantam is the essence of the covenant of Torah. V'limadatem osam is the maisei hamitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why it's in the second paragraph, the paragraph of Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot. So in fact, you have two dimensions to Talmud Torah. One dimension is Talmud Torah in terms of Kiyum HaBrit. When we study Torah, we're not just studying the Torah. We're not just gaining knowledge. We're Mekayim, we're fulfilling, we're confirming the covenant that God made with the Jewish people. That's one aspect of Talmud Torah. And this is the second aspect. That's V'shinantam. The second aspect, V'limadatem otam epeneichem. That's Lima Torah, that's Talmud Torah, to gain knowledge, to gain ideas, etc. So the Talmud Torah is not just a dry act of acquiring knowledge, and it's not just the fulfillment of a mitzvah, but it's an act of affirmation of the very covenant between God and the Jewish people. And what that means is that when we're learning Torah, what Masech do you learn this year? Sukkah now, and then after? Bar Mitzvah. It's not just You want to acquire facts about Sukkah. Which part? Luv HaGazel?
The end of the second.
It's not just trying to acquire facts about building a sukkah, about the dalad minim, the practical halachic aspects. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to see God's hand in the Torah. You have to see our uniqueness in Torah. You have to approach Torah with humility and deference, as well as a constant awareness, like the Baal HaTanya writes, that when we're learning Torah, we're reading God's mind. We're looking at the world as He does, because He entrusted us with these insights. That's a tremendous chut. So the first point I want to make, the major point, is that Talmud Torah exists in two different contexts, even though it's a unified act. One context, the simple one, we gain knowledge, we fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's all true. But there's another context, and that is affirmation of the Brit. Talmud Torah as part of Kabbalat O Malchut Shemayim, which stems from Vishinanta. Atkan is what Rav Hutna wrote. I want to add another point as well, in terms of the Schut, and that is Torah, and especially Torah in the land of Israel, Torah Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, Torah in the shadow of the Kotel. Yeshivat HaKotel is aptly named. It's right near the Kotel, right near the Makam HaMikdash. So the Gemara says in Brachot, we know this halacha from Birkat HaMazon, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Omer, Eretz Chemda Tova Urchova Bivrechata Aretz. Whoever doesn't mention in benching in the second bracha of Nodelecha, we thank God for giving us a desirable, good, and expansive land, doesn't mention Malchut Beit David in Ban Yerushalayim, Lo Yotze Dechovato. Meaning, it's not just Hazan thanking God for the Lechem. You thank God for the Lechem, you have to see the bigger picture also. The bigger picture is Eretz Yisrael. It's Malchut Beit David. Nochem HaZaken Omer, you have to mention Bris as well. Al Britcha Shechatamta Bivsareinu. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzorech Sheyizkar BaTorah. You have to mention the Torah as well. That's what you find in the second Bracha, Birchat HaMazon, you find Eretz Yisrael. Brit, Val Taratcha Sheli Manatano. You have to give thanks for the Torah. Torah is not just the mechanical act of studying it, or our constitution, or our source of wisdom, or even our connection to God and His covenant. It's Heim Chayenu Ve'orech Yomeinu. And not just in our personal lives, but in our, especially in our natural lives, in our national lives. Ritzvi Yehuda, a Kohen Kuk, Zatzal, wrote about, in a Sefer on Talmud Torah, wrote about Avir Deretz Yisrael. So we all know, Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim, the Gemara says in Baba Batra. It makes us wise. Halavai should make us wise. But he says, when we speak of Avir Deretz Yisrael, it means that that's the proper order, physical order of the universe. There's a Seder in the universe. The Seder is God chose us to be His people, and God chose this land in which we are to live. And these are not mysteries. We say this constantly. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, God chose us from the nations. And v'nasan los Torah, He gave us His Torah. Not only did He give us His Torah, but kivachar Hashem b'tzion, ivol lemoshavlo. God desired Tzion, it should be His habitation on earth. You have both. You have Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And when we're in our natural setting, our natural habitat, so our Talmud Torah takes on a different dimension as well. It's a much higher level. It's a much more intrinsic process than simply studying from the outside. We merge with the Torah. We become chad. We become one with it. There's a unification so that we absorb it, and it girds us, not only for this year, next year, it girds us for our lives ahead. That's why, in fact, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's daily. Umi kamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like the people of Israel? We're goy echad ba'aretz. Aretz doesn't only mean the earth. Haaretz means here. Here is when our goyness, right? Like Rav Kook said, goyis milashon gviya, a body, a corpus. Here is where the body of Israel not only takes root, but is actuated, is animated. It comes to life. Everything becomes operable. With that, Rav Kook ended this particular piece by saying that the Jewish people are the lev and moach of the world. We're the heart of the world, we're the brains of the world. Don't look at it in terms of superiority, look at it in terms of function. But then Torah is the neshama of the world. So when we look at the Torah and gain from Torah, then in fact, the aspect of Klal Yisrael that makes us the lev and makes us the moach, those two are thereby enhanced. And I end with this. Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tshuva that the greatest process, the most perfected process of Tshuva is, of course, Tshuva Me'ahava, Tshuva that comes from love. Eino oiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu elu bidachi eidaehu. A person only loves God with the knowledge that he has acquired. Ve'al pi adeya tiye ho'ava. It's bulletproof, right? Al pi adeya tiye ho'ava. And in accordance with the knowledge comes love. A person shouldn't think, Rambam says, you can love God without knowing anything about God or anything about his Torah. No, it's a proportion. It's a formula, ratio. Al pi adeya tiye ho'ava, im ma'at ma'at, im harbe harbe. The less knowledge, the less love. The more knowledge, the more love. So therefore, the Rambam says, a person has to set aside, liyachir atzmo, dedicate himself, lavinu askil b'chachmot utunot, hamodiyim lo et kono, kafi koach sheish ba'adam, lavinu lasig. A person has to dedicate himself to acquiring knowledge and understanding about God, about his Torah, everything to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the wonderful opportunity that you have. And with all the turmoil in the world, with all the uncertainty, this becomes our anchor for all Jews, especially in the land of Israel. It's something that we hold on to, hold fast to. So if everyone else is going to be like, and like we say in the Davening of Naram, an aleni daf, a leaf that's just blowing in the wind, we're a leaf that's attached to the Eitz Chaim that can withstand any type of wind, any type of difficulty. The part I began with about Habe Bizda, Beshivya, it ends, B'matu Minach, God, please, B'rachamach Dinafshin, God, with your abundant compassion, so heal everything that afflicts us in our world. And should be zocha this year to Talmud Torah on the highest level that not only fills you with the ideas and the values of Torah, but connects you all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to this great and wonderful land that he gave us as well. Thank you all very much.